Hey guys, welcome back. Today we'll be talking about chapter 18 in the AP Human podcast book. I didn't realize that the world cities like New York, London, Tokyo, and Paris were described as world cities since they had media hubs, financial centers with stock exchange, banks, and corporate headquarters, just like I didn't realize that New York was home to the United Nations. I think it's really cool how a lot of old cities are streetcar suburbs and that they're in a pinwheel shape, because it just seems fun to ride around the cable car to get places. I believe Walter Kristaller's central place theory, although it was thought of in 1933, still defines a central place very well, because people go to receive goods and services from places of all sizes, and it needs to be a good distance from small towns and major cities. In class, we watched the documentary talking about how Phoenix, Arizona could be classified as suburbanization because it showed how people were moving out of the city and into the suburbs. In the book, it reads that after World War II, many North American cities were full of this change, that the car-centered lifestyle taken on by families allowed new highways to be built and workers could commute to their jobs in the cities from their homes in the suburbs. If I were to create a book cover for the chapter, it would be a map of the world with different colors highlighting different major cities. The darker colors would be the more populated cities like New York City, some cities in China, and European cities. Lighter colors would mean less population and highlight the more rural areas of the world. Urbanization helps improve the world for all people, not just one specific group.